Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio for July the 1st, 2015. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? We have a special guest for you. She's been all over the West Coast, and she's from Southern California. Give it up for Kikio Nakamura.
Thank you for having me. I'm not actually from Southern California, though. Funny to say. I'm actually from Northern California.
Okay.
I get that a lot, just because I am in SoCal so often. But, yeah, I actually live in Sacramento.
That's a Sacramento king. Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up? Hello?
Yeah. My face mutes my phone sometimes, and sometimes I just want to drive an elbow through it.
Yeah, we cut off a little bit. I think technical difficulties.
I did watch wrestling growing up. My family all watched it, grandparents. Parents, I would run around like the Ultimate Warrior. I'd jump off the couch like Jimmy Superfly Snuka onto the couch cushions, and yeah, it's something I'd been doing since I was a little kid.
Also, do you have a background besides for wrestling, athletic background?
Yeah, when I was little, I danced. I cheerleaded competitively. I played soccer for like 6 years. Middle school, I did color guard. In high school, I wrestled my freshman year. I did dance. I was in choir. And yeah, I've been doing sports since I was, you know, super young, so.
Did, who did you idolize in the wrestling business during that that period?
Definitely a big influence, especially just on my career in general, were the Hardy Boys growing up. Because I mean, I was born in '89. I'm a '90s kid. I grew up with the Attitude Era, so to see, you know, the Terry Invitational Tournament tag team ladder match, Hardy Boys versus Edge and Christian, and see that high-flying, high-paced, you know, super impactful action, it's something that I always wanted to do. And watching Lita and Trish and watching Ivory through the years and seeing her really transform into this great women's champion, Bull Nakano, it was that, along with seeing, you know, Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, Chris Benoit. It was an amazing wrestler, period. And just that whole 90s era of Attitude and going into the early 2000s is just everything that I wanted to be.
Were you also idolized by Bull Nakano? I can tell by your ring work also.
Yeah, when I got older, and really it got to expand my wrestling knowledge, I definitely researched a lot of Bull Nakano. A lot of the Japanese death matches for a while, seeing her, Don Matsumoto, Mother, all of them. And especially like Akira Hokuto, seeing all of her old stuff from WCW and old WWF and all that kind of stuff. The face paint really comes from Bull Nakano and Luna Vachon. And I try to keep myself strong so that way I don't give them a bad name, you know?
Also, who got you your big break and to going to a wrestling school?
When I started training in 2009 under Mike Rain with North American Wrestling, I was there for a few months, and then Bobby Hart picked me up from Pro Wrestling Bushido. I was there for a few years, and I moved up here to Sacramento a couple of years ago and started training with Supreme Pro Wrestling. And when I really started to really break out to SoCal and Nevada and things like that, Virgil Flynn helped me a lot with all of that, as well as, you know, I'm very grateful for the training that Bobby Hart has given me, as well as CJ Kearse, formerly known as Dante, big deathmatch guy from back in the day in Northern California. I thank Bart from AWS, Alternative Wrestling Show in Southern California, because he's the one who really introduced me into SoCal and gave me that chance to really break into that scene, because it's really hard to just kind of show up to SoCal and get booked. You really have to, you know, almost worm your way through your connections to really get those bookings that you want.
Yep. Do you have memories of your first debut match?
I actually have my debut match on tape. It's never going to see live air because there's no way that I'm putting any of that up. It's just terrible. But I remember thinking that I was just the shit, to be honest. And I look back at that and I want to slap myself so hard. If I could reach through the TV and give myself my own finish move, I would do it. Just because it was just so bad. So bad. But there's little shades of things here and there where you're like, okay, you see the potential, you see what could be, and thank God that Bobby Hart picked me up and, you know, slapped me around a little bit and said, hey, look, we're gonna fix this crap.
What is your thoughts of working with Candice LeRae?
I love working with Candice. She's a super sweetheart. She was my first real big name, I guess you could say, that I worked when I changed over from my other gimmick. And she's just so knowledgeable. and she's so sweet, and she knows how to talk to you to keep you from not freaking out, you know. It was great working with her on the 5-on-5 women versus men match in AWS. And she's an awesome person to be around. She really lights up a room.
And do you have any memories of WFC?
Wrestling for Charity?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually I worked with Nicole Savoy and Kimmy Shell Hammer just a couple of weeks ago for Wrestling for Charity. I always love working there. Butch really gives me a great opportunity to work with people that I want to work with. He always asks for my input, you know, before he really does something, and it's really nice to work for that company. I really enjoy it.
And also, I've seen stuff with you and Tierra Calloway. What's your thoughts of her also?
Tierra Calloway is one of my best friends. She moved over to Pennsylvania a couple of months ago. She is my former tag team partner for the Legion of Woom with Freak Show Wrestling, who I'm going to be wrestling for on 4th of July, which is going to be amazing. It's going to be at the Knox Pro venue in Southern California. And that's going to be awesome. I loved working with Tara. I used to work with her all the time at Vendetta. And we've always had just amazing chemistry together in the ring from the first time that we stepped in the ring together.
And also, what are your most memorable highlights of Vendetta Pro Wrestling?
Getting to work with Shelly Martinez for the first time one-on-one. Billy Blade gave me that opportunity. I think that was last October. And working with Shelly was absolutely amazing. We had the most amazing match, and she took the craziest thing on the guard rails. It was just gross. Even on the tape, it just looks gross. And it was so much fun, so easy, so smooth to work with her. And I've worked with her a couple more times now at a Freak Show and at 3PW in Vegas. And it's always so easy to work with Shelly. I love working with her so much.
Do you have any thoughts of working with Ruby Reyes?
I work with Ruby next weekend for Finest City Wrestling in San Diego, and this is the rubber match. I've won one, she's won one, and we are now in a Falls Count Anywhere match. And it's going to get brutal. I absolutely adore working with Reyes, and we've teamed up quite a few times since then too, but it's definitely going to be a snuggie fest for sure. FCW hasn't seen very many women's matches. They've only seen myself versus Reyes, and there's definitely not going to be any disappointment, that's for sure. It's right. Going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be really, we're going to have some bruises, that's for sure.
And she actually tall and agile as a worker also.
She's so fast, so flexible. You don't realize how flexible she is. There's a shot. There's a really good picture of myself. Got her in a calf crank. And her foot is almost touching the back of her head. I tried my damnedest to get that sucker to touch her head, and it was almost there. So she can bend. That's for sure.
Right. And do you have any memories of the three-way with Lufisto?
For such a small woman, she hits so hard. My goodness. I don't know where it comes from, but Lufisto is stiff, and I love it. It's amazing to get hit and just, I don't know, I'm a weirdo like that. It feels awesome to get just knocked silly, but it's so safe that you're just like, all right, let's go. We're going for it. It's such a fun match. Loved working with Lufisto. She's also just an amazing person to be around, and it was a lot of fun to do that match. I really enjoyed it.
Right. Yeah, she's definitely another hardcore woman out there.
Yeah, her hardcore days were definitely some brutal stuff. But she doesn't do it anymore, and I commend her on that, because that stuff, it's fun, but it hurts, and it definitely takes a toll on your body, for sure.
Right. Definitely. What's your thoughts of Ali Hussein?
I kicked his ass. I mean, there's really not much to say about the kid. I mean, I don't hear much about him really anymore. We dated for a little bit. What do you do? I don't know. I really don't have very much stuff. I don't really see him, talk to him, so not really in my radar. We had a really good match.
Definitely,
that's for sure. I enjoyed our match together.
Right. Definitely sizable, yeah, for a small guy like him, yeah.
He's as big as 90% of the girls that I work with.
Right.
I don't know if he was any different.
Right. I can hear those chops going back and forth.
Yeah, on my side, maybe.
Right. What other guys have you been working with also?
We just recently had I just worked with Bobby Burger Hands and Big Benjamin Johnson and Jimmy McManus at Pallone's show on Sunday. We had a little battle of the sexes between them, and it was myself, Nicole Savoy, and Lisa Lace. So that was pretty fun. We worked a 5-on-5 about a month or so ago with the Stoner Brothers, Rick Scott Rick of Hood Slam, Jekyll's the Jester, and P.P. Ray Brosis, and Peter Avalon for AWS, and that was a lot of fun. It was myself and Brittany Wonder, Sage Sin, Nicole Savoy. Oh, my gosh, and who else was there? I think it was Kimura. I don't know. I don't remember. There was so much pain in that match, but it was so much fun. But so much pain.
What's your thoughts of working with Sue Young?
Oh, you're throwing it back. Oh my goodness. That was a lot of fun. I wish I had the footage for that match. I enjoyed working that match. I enjoyed working with Sue Young. I hope I get to work with her again. I would love to work with her now that my persona and my abilities have evolved into, you know, something completely different than what it was 5 years ago. That would be a lot of fun. I would love to work with her again.
And have you worked with Hood Slam before?
No, I have not worked Hood Slam, not yet. Hopefully, maybe in the future. But.
And you definitely had did some good work with Nicole Savoy. What's your thoughts of her?
Working with Nicole is so easy, so fun. She's smart, and she's such a fun person to be around. Working with her in BTW we had a tag match at first. It was myself and Sin versus her and the Emperor before he retired. I was injured at the time. I had a shoulder injury. She took care of me. We had a great match. We were brought back for WrestleFest. One-on-one match with Molly Holly as a special guest referee. One of the best matches I've ever had in my career. When people asked to see my wrestling, I showed them that match. Because she, every time I wrestle her, she raises me to a new level. And I wish that she could know how good she is. And she's just such a great person to be around. You know, and right now she's in the hospital for a couple of days, and I just want to say that I love her, and I hope she knows that there are people there for her.
Right. She's definitely a wonderful person, and she definitely joined the Shimmer roster also.
Yeah, and she's doing absolutely amazing. She's such a great worker. She makes you, she sucks you in, whether you want to or not. She makes you look at her, whether she's, you know, playing with Mia Yim's hair and saying she's going to, you know, get her hair done by her, or whether she's throwing Brian Cage Pokemon at people at AWS. You know, she sucks you into that match, and she makes you want to watch. And she's such a great competitor to be in the ring with.
Right. Do you have memories of your hardcore death match with Sage? No.
That's my blood sister. Yes, I had another one of my favorite matches. For people who are into that stuff, we got a lot of praise for that match because death matches have a connotation of just being about the blood, about the big spots, and not making a lot of sense. They're just there to bleed or stab people with, you know, random objects. And the way we incorporated our weapon use and everything was very creative and hasn't been seen in a long time. We had a legit match that happened to have weapons and glass and blood. And we got a lot of praise for that, and it's still one of my favorite matches that I've done. Whether it hurt like hell the next day or not, I had a lot of fun in that match. And I'm right. really happy that she's coming along with me to Canada.
All right. And he was definitely a busted up crimson red in that one.
Yeah, the light tube is what got me at the end. The pumpkin carver kind of started, well, she headbutted me first, which busted my eyebrow open. Then she sliced me open with the pumpkin carver. And then, what else? She put barbed wire in my face, at brat. And then stuck me with a light tube, and the light tube just done. That was it. Just blood everywhere.
Yeah, definitely one of your highlights. do you have interest in going to Japan?
That is my next goal. I would love to go to Japan and soak up the immense amount of knowledge that I know is over there. I have so much respect for those girls because they go hard no matter what. And to be able to experience that and know that my craft will get even that much more better, that would make my life. I could die happy after that. One of my goals since I started wrestling is to wrestle in Japan. I'm hoping that after this Canada tour that maybe that opens up a few more doors. But yeah, I would love, absolutely love to be in Japan.
Right. Do you have any memories of working with Thunder Rosa?
Yeah, we worked together a few times for Lucha Extreme before she left. We were supposed to start working at Gold Rush together, but she ended up leaving. We worked together a couple of times at Gateway Grand Prix for Chico. It's nice working with her because it makes me think that much more about the way I need to move around because she is a little bit quicker. She is a lot smaller than me. I like working with her. I'm excited that she got her opportunities. I'd like to see what happens when she comes home.
Right. Definitely. She's been all over Japan working with these women companies and putting on good shows.
I think I've seen like maybe one match of hers. I really don't. I'm so busy trying to do everything else in my life that I really don't have a lot of time to sit there and, you know, watch everybody's matches and stuff. I wish I did. I just, by the time I get home from work, I'm done. Too busy studying my opponents for that weekend.
Right. Have any thoughts of Brittany Wonder?
When's the last time I worked with Brittany? We worked together on that men versus women's match. Could have sworn we worked together after that. It's a lot of fun working with her. I really oh, that's right. I worked there in L.A. with Nicole Savoy and Holly Dead. That was an awesome time, too, working in L.A. with Ezekiel Jackson, a.k.a. Big Rick from Lucha Underground. The top rope broke at the show, so we had to completely rework our match. And we ended up having a really good match. It was a lot of fun working with her. I always have a good time with her. She's another one who elevates me every time we work together.
It is. There's just so much good talent out there on the West Coast. So much women talent.
Ray's actually has a few pictures of, I think we have 23 females within California, Nevada, and Arizona that all kind of cycle through a little bit. But, yeah, there's three pictures on Ray's site. So go look for those and book all of those women. Seriously, people, West Coast women's wrestling has absolutely exploded in the last 2 years. It's time to start paying attention to the West Coast.
Right. Definitely, it could be a female's PWG.
Well, you have that with Shine and Shimmer. You know, it's just
right.
They happen to be over on the East Coast, but they bring in absolutely everybody, you know, like Nicole Savoy, who is absolutely wonderful, and she's making a
right.
big headway in Shimmer.
Right.
As well as Candice LeRae. Albeit she lives in Ohio now, but she's from Southern California.
Right. And you haven't worked with Crystal White from when she being AWS.
No, I haven't gotten to work with Crystal White yet. I've seen her a couple of times at AWS, but we haven't gotten the chance to work together. I'd love to work her. I'm open to working absolutely anybody. Because there's always something you can learn from everyone that you work with. I haven't seen her in a while, though, because we just never have the same shows together.
Right. And definitely also there's Renee Michelle that made her debut already this year for AWS also.
She actually debuted, I think, last year. she wrestled Ray's, and then she just came back for the women's show. She's been there a couple of times, actually.
Right. She's definitely a favorite here over the on the East Coast also.
Yeah, I'd like to work with her. Who I really want to work with one-on-one is Hanaya. We had the chance to work together a couple of years ago for AWS in a tag team match, and we definitely vibed very well. I would love to work her one-on-one and see what we could do.
All right. Yeah, she's definitely athletic.
Those abs are like steel. Have you seen those abs? You could, like, wash clothes on those things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yep, and it's like West Coast is the place for women's wrestling now. And I think all these major companies need to take notes.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Sage Sin just came back from Queen of the Death match. Nicole Savoy's traveling with Shimmer. You've got Brittany Wonder with Hood Slam. I'm heading, both myself and Sage are heading to Canada in September. Like, women's wrestling is blowing the hell up on the West Coast. People really need to start paying attention. You've got Bailey on NXT from San Jose, California. She wrestled for BTW under the name of Davina Rose. And look where she is now. She went through Shimmer, and now she's in the freaking WWE. And I'm so proud of where she has come from. Because I watched her go from where she was in BTW to WWE. Simon Gotch from NorCal.
Right. He's definitely a good performer. And I remember him and Shakara also in the past.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
And Simon Gotch was also in Shakara Pro also.
Oh, did he? I've just heard stories about him. He was like before my time. I just know that he's from NorCal. I'd love to work for Chikara, though. That would be amazing.
Yeah. and definitely, I think Melina also is from...
Yeah, she's from LA.
From that part also. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's, you know, women's wrestling, West Coast, California, that whole spot over there. There's a hidden gem that people need to start looking at.
Right. And actually, Lucha Underground is definitely around the corner, definitely.
Yeah, because you've got Sexy Star, you've got Ivelisse. There's some amazing matches that are going on Lucha Underground.
Right. I think they can fit more women on there, definitely.
I'm sure you'll be seeing a lot more with their coming seasons.
Right.
They definitely know they know what they're doing for sure.
Right. Yeah, definitely hoping and praying for them to get a big station like Luna Vision that they're trying to aim for the biggest viewership.
And I hope they get it. That would be amazing for them. It would be nice to see there be some kind of competition again.
Right. And I think that Robert Rodriguez can pull the trigger right there.
Yeah,
and surprisingly,
I hope it happens. It'd be great. You know, it'd be great for pro wrestling to see something new.
I think they up for an Emmy this year too, for best reality structure show.
That would be big if they were, you know, to get that. The fact that it's even nominated is insane. Like, hell yeah. Right. Go Lucha Underground.
Yeah, definitely. Do you watch the current product of sometimes with WWE and TNA?
No, I don't have cable. I haven't watched it in months, to be honest. I don't even have the network right now, which makes me a little bit sad because I haven't been able to catch up with NXT. I don't even watch today's stuff. I see what I can on YouTube or what people post on Facebook. But
right.
I haven't really been able to catch up.
Yeah. And they're... Yeah, they're the tough enough. Their show has been a joke. It's nothing but a reality show like Survivor and Amazing Race.
Don't even get
just
me started
to see.
About tough enough, to be honest. It's good for them who made it on there, but it's whatever to me.
Right.
If you need a casting agent to get on a show that's supposed to be about wrestling, I'm not interested in it.
Right. It's like 99% of them is a bunch of girls and men that don't know anything about the wrestling business and never took a bump in their life. There's only maybe just one person on there, Patrick Clark, that already paid his dues and been doing indies in the Northeast.
I don't care if they haven't paid, like, if they haven't paid their dues, oh well. But the
right.
fact that they have no prior knowledge of the business that they're going into, you don't know who Dusty Rhodes is, even though there's a picture on the wall. You don't know who he was, what he's done for this business, and you had to Google him when you found out he died. That is complete
yeah.
and utter crap.
Right. Yeah, some dude named
Alexander.
You can
be someone who doesn't... You can be someone who hasn't taken a bump before, but this has been your dream growing up that you want to be a wrestler, and this is how you're going to get your dues in. Go right ahead. But
right.
you had no prior knowledge of this business beforehand. No, thank you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Also, not even a Shawn Michaels or even the ones that came before him, like Bruno Sammartino or Rick Rude.
I bet you they probably didn't even know who the coaches were.
Right. Yeah, I think even Billy Gunn was kind of trending right there. As some of the guys that think they baited shit, but at least Hogan put the guy in his place though.
I haven't even watched it, to be honest. After Shotzi Blackheart was, I'm like, yep, nope, no reason to even look at it. I have the app, but I haven't even touched it.
Yeah, you haven't missed anything. Their ratings are getting lower and viewership getting lower each week. They barely made it to a million. You call swimming is a is paying your dues. Come on.
Oh, the stupid hurts my brain.
Right. but it's Vince McMahon's Vince McMahon's production that he's pulling the string, that he wants these fitness models and bodybuilders trying to make them into the next so called John Cena or Brie Bella. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they did in the 80s and 90s. They found giant dudes who were, 6 foot whatever and however many hundreds of pounds, and they were giants, and it gets recycled every, you know, decade or so. It's just a different look.
Right. Yeah, you know how it is. They says one company on major TV now doesn't really Vince Eagle doesn't care about anything else, that they can be lazy right now until someone gives them a wake up call in the future.
Maybe Lucha Underground's that wake up call.
Yeah, I hope so. Even with Ring of Honor right now, that they might get an upgrade at the end of the year for their reward.
Well, hope so. I've got a couple of friends that have been going back and forth into Ring of Honor, so, you know, like I said, it'd be nice for people to have that different look to, you know, watch on TV and have different choices other than, you know, just WWE.
Right. And definitely with TNA Women's Division, that's very important for them to stay around right there, and definitely for women's wrestling right there.
I think I just recently saw a picture of, like, Kong and Mia Yim, and I don't even know who Kong was about to powerbomb, but Mia Yim drop-kicked Kong out of nowhere, so I haven't watched TNA, and I don't know who's all still there or who got brought in or anything like that, but if judging by anything by that picture, it's definitely picked up since I last watched it.
Yeah, it has even Marty Bell, part of, she's in there also. She's part of the Dollhouse with Mia Yim and Terrence Arrell.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad that women's wrestling's picking back up, you know, on TV at least.
Right. And I just hope they find a home before September, a new TV, a new network, because because Destination America is not renewing.
I'm sure they'll find something. They're a surviving company. They always find some way to survive.
Yeah, I even call it the Nine Lives Company.
True. What live are they on now? Like 7, 8?
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely need every wrestling company out there to survive and grow.
I said last week that if promoters want butts in seats, they need to do what their title is. Promote. Flyer, go out there, talk about it, share the crap out of it, go around your towns, put flyers on cars. That's how people are going to know about your shows.
Right.
Can't expect your wrestlers that are going to be on the show to do it for you.
Right. Just to sell, do their own thing, to put, you know, asses in the seats. And there's also, they can get back some of these fans that lost interest in mainstream wrestling and start bringing them to, start showing them that there is alternatives all over wrestling.
If you've lost interest in mainstream wrestling, you should check out Hood Slam. It is definitely not mainstream. Hood Slam, freak show wrestling, it makes you feel like a kid again when you watch those shows, because they're just so absolutely outrageous that they're perfect.
Right.
Like, anybody's going to be in the LA area on the 4th of July and you have nothing to do but blow shit up, come out to freak show wrestling and watch everybody bust their butts. Or you can go the day before in Oakland for the first Friday of the month on the 3rd and go watch those people bust their butts at Hood Slam. And just forget about the like cookie-cutter stuff that you've been watching. Because this stuff will bring you out. It's like Chikara, but it's so much more elevated than that. And it brings you back to that time when you believed wrestling was real. So anybody who's in the areas, go out to those shows and remember what it's like to be a kid again and watch a wrestling show.
Right. Yep, definitely invest in that and the suspension of disbelief right there. You don't even have to, worry about like the Raw being the same. I would say the same shit 80% of the time on TV.
It's what everybody's aspiring to be. It's the cookie cutter. This is the mold. Be like the mold. You know, stop being like the mold. Break out of it once in a while. Go see something out of the norm.
Definitely. Maybe this a call of TV executives to start when they finally get burnt out with all of these reality shows, pro wrestling again, if they're all it can be alternatives that can actually help their ad rate again, TV ad rate.
Maybe that's what you know. The wrestling world needs is something completely out of the norm, just to see, you know, show people that it's supposed to be fun. Must be supposed to be so serious all the time.
Right. Give it the cartoon soap opera wrestling and see this new wave of of wrestling, how wrestling should be.
You know, wrestling's evolved, you know, from the Attitude Era, from the big men era, you know, and now it's everybody wants the fast paced, flippy, high flying, all of these moves, all in, you know, 5 minutes. And forget that there's a story to be told, you know?
Right.
And that's what is setting more and more people apart, is they're forgetting how to tell a story.
Right.
The ones who can tell that story are the ones that are getting over around the world and the ones that people want to watch.
Definitely. Just like Lucha Underground and Ring of Honor, they throughout the whole, even though it's 1 hour, but the whole show is about a dozen guys are very, they make them very important, women and guys, they make them so very important to the show, and you invest for every story for the next set of tapings they're going to show, that's going to air again. You definitely hooked.
Exactly.
Yeah. Instead of this three hours, well, I don't know, 30 minutes of Monday Night Boring, a Raw.
Like I said, I don't really watch all that stuff, so I study the opponents that I have coming up for the weekend. Just because I'm that busy.
Right. And even friends that I had invited them to my place, I think, a few months ago, and they haven't seen it for 10 years. Wrestling, I guess, because of WWE turned them off that badly. So they seen it again, and they couldn't bear to watch. So they just called it a day.
Yeah, sometimes that's what you got to do. But, I have to do the same because I have work tomorrow. I've got travel. I got to head out to L.A. this weekend. Then I got to come all the way back up to California, up in the northern part, and do another show. And I have to get all my stuff ready. So I need to do the same and know when to call it.
Do you have anything on the plug?
Follow me on Facebook. I have a like page. I have a friend page. Add me. Like my page. I've got 1,031 likes or something like that. Keep that number going up. It's really awesome to see that number go up, as well as my Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, Vine, whenever you can find me on. I have a Snapchat. Try and find me on that. Like I said, this weekend, Hood Slam on the 3rd, if you're in Oakland. 4th of July, if you ain't got nothing to do in L.A., come to Freak Show Wrestling. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be absolutely insane. And then Sunday, I'll be back up in North Cal for Gateway Grand Prix, and that'll be definitely an interesting one to watch and see what happens there. So keep an eye out for me. I post all the time about where I'm going to be at, so keep following me. Keep liking my stuff. Brew Nation, all the flowers, all that good stuff.
Definitely, ladies and gentlemen, definitely go out there to check those pages out on social media of and show your support and love.
Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
It's an honor. You can come back to the show for anything, even a round table discussion or anything, or your recent work and or anything else.
Well, thank you. That'd be awesome. But, yep, you guys, like I said, follow me on Facebook and all that good stuff, and I will hope to talk to you guys later.
All right. You have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Kyo Nakamura. If you want to look up this recent episode, is at Wrestling X Factor Radio fan page on Facebook, or at Wrestling X Factor Radio group page, also on Facebook. You can check also Blog Talk Radio / Wrestling X Factor Radio for this archive also. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.